All right, we're back. We're back. We're quick and we're back. We're quick and we're back. Oh man. What a day. Trump was giving a speech on national security. This morning you had Hillary and Joe Biden basically just spend 25 minutes bashing Trump. That's all they did this morning. It wasn't what they'll do for the American people. Remember, Democrats don't have ideas. They don't. Democrats don't have ideas. They don't win by having ideas. That's not how Democrats win. Democrats win by dividing the country, by scaring the country, by playing race politics. That's how they win. That's and then they throw in free stuff here and there because everybody likes free stuff. I love free stuff. So you play the race cards. You divide. You scare, and then you sprinkle in free stuff. I mean, look what they do with the illegals. Look what they do with the illegals. What's the thing they hang over their heads? We're gonna give you a pathway to citizenship. Hey, all of you illegals, we're gonna let you stay in the country. We're not gonna deport you. What you did wasn't wrong. That's what they don't say. Listen, Democrats have no vision. Okay, they have no vision. And they will continue to play these games up until election night. So Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, what they did today was just talk about how Trump's evil, Trump's bad, Trump's horrible. And then Trump talked about how we deal with ISIS. Hillary Clinton said, well, we'll defeat ISIS. Just like Obama says, we'll defeat ISIS. Well, that's it. Trump laid out a very detailed plan today. Talked about keeping Gitmo open. Talked about new vetting procedures. Hillary Clinton just said, more of the same. If you like what's going on with ISIS now, if you like how we're handling ISIS now, well, you'll like what I got planned, because it's more of the same. That's what she said. Actually had a plan. Now, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, because I want to get tape on it. I want to get things of what he said. I'm only getting quick updates when we're on commercial break and I'm looking at things and I'm seeing on Twitter a couple of my people saying, oh, you know, extreme vetting and so forth and so on. So we'll talk about more of it tomorrow. But it just shows you where we're going to go from now and November. And guys, here's the thing. Those debates, you want to talk about debates meaning something? You want to talk about the end of the game meaning something? That's what it's all about. Never, never in our lifetime, I'm 43, my lifetime, will debates mean as much as these debates come September. Because that's what it's all going to be about. Like I said, all these polls are BS. The polls that are talking about 10, 12, 15 points, BS. Talking about 4 or 5. That's what you're talking about. Talk about Trump being down 4 or 5. Standard Republican Democrat in this modern age. That's the standard. And when you're talking about 4 or 5 points. You're talking about 4 or 5 million people at the end of the day that will decide the election. 4 or 5 million people. When you're talking 4 or 5 points, you're talking about 4, 5, 6 million. Look at Obama and Romney. Look at Obama McCain. That's what you're looking at. So it's going to come down to those debates. It's going to come down. Okay? It's going to come down to what happens in those debates. And if Trump comes off like a dum-dum, well, listen, the media is never going to say, Trump did good, he did great. Even if he does great, they're not going to say he did great. If he does great, they're not going to be able to deny he did great. They're just not going to say he did great. They'll say he did all right. They'll temper it down. So they'll never say he did great. The narrative's going to be he was horrible. Hillary Clinton has a command over the issues. She made him look stupid. She made him look inexperienced. That's going to be the narrative going in. And if Trump falters, oh, forget about it. But if the American people actually watch that debate and go, oh, Trump was pretty good, the media will have to say. The media will have to say. Oh, he did all right. But their narrative will go, but the bar is set so low for Trump. The bar is set so low that, of course, he did good because we're all expecting him to do bad. But these debates are going to be important. Like I said, where we are today, as far as the election, is not where we're going to be next month. It's not going to be where we are a month after that. There's a lot of time to go. And you always got to go back to what the Democrats said when Hillary Clinton was down. And you heard every single one of them say, it's a lot of time. Can't look at the polls now. Polls mean nothing. A lot of time. So you can't be going, oh, it's over. It's done. So all my Trump people, relax. We got a lot of time left. We got a lot of time. Still 90 days left. A lot of time. All right. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Listen to me, you guys. We're out of here. We're done. It's over. Finished. You guys are awesome. It was great to be back today, and tomorrow we'll be back live with video. Yes, we will be live with video. We are going to have, oh, man, a lot of video tomorrow. So join us tomorrow. Don't forget, go to the website, therobzicarishow.com, therobzicarishow.com. Go to our Twitter. You know where you could find us on Twitter. It is at Rob Zicari Show. Go there. You will enjoy it. And we'll see you tomorrow. You guys are the best. You guys rule. We'll see you then. Goodbye.